talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Look good, smell good, taste good, it's good.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We promised your boyfriend, Psycho Mike, he could ask one question. All right, Mike, what's your question for Jared?
What are you wearing, buddy?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Oh, man. Oh, the love.
You should know, I'm exactly how you left me last night, my friend.
Oh,
Eureka.
Lord.
Eureka, Jared.
Certainly male ass is good times.
I love fat asses. I'm an ass man. I've been talking about all day, but I like ass. I like a nice round behind. How about that?
Never in my life. Have I heard a man speak more like a fool?
Dr. Zolo!
Chicks love Wang Bone. Why do you think they have strap-ons and things of that nature?
I am a sex machine. Sex machine.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
F you, you effing bitch.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Did you see the memo about this?
Roll another one.
I guess I'm kind of like queen of the gays.
Just like the other one.
What is wrong with this?
This one seems to be about to quit.
You
need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Roll another one.
So, was Mr. Wizard syndicated or what?
Just like the other one.
Oh, yeah.
This one seems to be about.
Should we arrest David Copperfield?
Yes, we should. But not for this.
You like teenage girls.
Just pass it around.
I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it.
How do the ladies resist that rap here?
And now.
I just pooped.
Our feature presentation.
It's an update.
That is an update that we didn't need. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Friday morning.
Finally Friday. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Bean.
How's your pup?
Bean.
Is that code?
My pup, Boner. It
what
all sounds
code?
Like code. Is his personality is blooming. You know, when I first got him, he was barely a dog. He just slept, and then he'd go out on the balcony and sleep. And
I hope he's tearing your place up when you're gone.
He's tearing me up. He's like,
sweet.
He's supposed to be 2 years old, they think.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how puppies have the really sharp teeth and just want to bite your hands?
Yeah, of
he's
course.
Just all over my... And then if I pull my hands away, he starts to try to bite my feet.
Dude.
Sure.
And then yesterday he tried to hump me, and we just got him fixed.
Wow. So it's like Shark Week at your house.
Yes.
Wow.
I have puncture wounds all over my hands.
Sweet.
So,
are you
yeah.
sure he's not trying to hurt you? Is
I
he's
don't
miserable?
Know. Maybe he wants out.
I need out of this house.
It's very possible. I don't know. We're going to go to school tomorrow. We're starting school tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I was a little surprised. He's acting like a, you know, a 3-month-old puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I might need some help, you guys.
You sounds like you need a team of specialists there.
We were thinking I might need the dog whisperer.
An EMT?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Good idea, too.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. I just hope we don't see on the news, you know, you're the latest victim who died and then the dog ate your face. And, you know, that's a terrible way to go. But
that's where it's heading.
Well, he wouldn't kill me, but if I did, he would eat my face.
He would eat you, exactly.
Yes.
By the way, I read something the other day, and then I'll move on to the awesome story that I have to get us started today. I read something the other day, and I don't know how they did the research on this, but they said that there's no difference between a dog you don't know eating you when you're dead and how long it takes them to start eating you than your dog eating you when you're dead and how long it takes them to start eating you. It's not like your dog holds back, in other words.
This is the worst conversation that I've ever been a part of.
But I'm saying if you were to die and your dog was sitting there, your dog would have no no compunction against eating you. He would go for it is what I'm saying, as would a stray in the same amount of time. And I just thought that was interesting because you think like your dog would have some sort of a natural instinct to not do that. But that is not the case.
That's a repulsive argument. B, I mean,
but you're dead anyway.
A repulsive story. B, no way to do that. No way to check that. What, well, do you just sit there with a stopwatch and go click? All right,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know the particulars on how they came up with that, but I thought the results were interesting.
No, that was a nibble, not really a bite. And click. There it is, blood. No way.
All right, here's an awesome story to get you started. Just when you think there's nothing but terrible customer service in the world, you guys will love this story. A guy named Peter Shankman is he runs a PR firm, and he lives in New York and had a big, very busy day down to Miami. Got up in the middle of the goddamn night, flew down to Miami, had meetings all day, got back on a plane the same day to fly back to New York. He's tweeting from the plane, and he says, "Hey, Mortons, can you meet me at the Newark airport with a porterhouse when I land in 2 hours? K, thanks." Which is his way of saying how hungry he is on the plane.
Right.
The last thing he expects is when he shows up at Newark Airport that the porterhouse steak is waiting for him from Morton Steakhouse.
No.
What?
He then tweets, "Oh my God, I don't believe it. Morton showed up at the airport with a porterhouse." So apparently, as he said on his blog later, and he tried to figure all of this out, Morton's Hackensack, New Jersey, which is the closest location to the airport, is 23.5 miles away from the airport, according to Google Maps. That means in just under 3 hours, someone at Morton's corporate had to see my tweet, get authorization to do this stunt, get in touch with Morton's Hackensack, and place the order. Then Morton's Hackensack had to cook the order, get it boxed up, get a server to his car, drive to the Newark airport, and then, and here's the part that continues to blow me away, he writes, "While all this was happening, track down my flight, where I was landing, and be there when I walked out of security."
That's unbelievable.
They show up with a 24-ounce porterhouse steak, an order of colossal shrimp, a side of potatoes, Morton's signature bread, two napkins, and silverware, all free of charge.
That's brilliant.
But
look at the publicity. We're talking about it.
That's odd.
Now, if it rolled out the way he describes it, it's pretty awesome of Morton's to have done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he also is in PR, so maybe Morton's is a client, and this is a good way for him to get some advertisement for them. I don't know.
I would like.
I have no way of knowing.
I would like the same thing right now.
Let's see how good they are.
I would like the same meal right this second.
But can you imagine? I mean, you're tweeting that to be funny, and then you get off your plane, and you're walking toward baggage claim, and there they are, set up on a little table, and you got your steak waiting for you at the airport.
It's
got to be the most hilarious thing that's ever happened to you.
But also a little weird, like scary. You're like, what?
Well, the bill, they charged him.
I was just making a joke, and there's somebody here and a table set up, and what? That's a little freaky.
I think it's awesome.
I do too. But
if true, I would congratulations to Morton's for you know, seeing an opportunity and going for it.
Yeah.
Medium well, please.
You're not going to send it back, are you?
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Sorry.
it's not funny yet.
Okay.
Anderson.
All right, Anderson. That's
Anderson.
That's sorry.
Okay. We haven't even told you what's on the show. Come on. All right. Can we move on?
Are you mocking us? Everyone's laughing.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Let us just...
Sorry, this actually never happened to me.
Well, then stop, because we're trying to...
I always see this sort of thing on YouTube, and you don't think...
What? Come on.
All right.
Okay. You good?
Sorry.
He's good now.
How about that was the best? I put up a post that's going to go up in about a half hour, being of when anchors lose it.
Oh, great. You have a whole bunch?
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Oh, excellent.
And it's awesome. I mean, sometimes the stories are horrible.
Yeah.
But whatever it is that strikes you as funny, it doesn't matter. Your mind's telling you have to stop laughing, but you are powerless.
Yeah.
Once you hit that stage. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have... movie beat because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We have Joe Levy, who's the Maxim editor and also is a judge on Karaoke Battle USA.
Fantastic. Yes.
So we got that as well. We have LaQuisha talking about Jersey Shore.
Great.
We have Anton Yelchin and Christopher Mintz-Platz in the studio talking about Fright Night.
Very cool.
We have a topless event that's going on that we need to talk to these sponsors about. Very excited about that. We said,
"Look at me! I've got girl boobs."
Unfortunately, I'm afraid that's what it's going to be. But we'll ask. And we've got your tickets for our breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So stick around for that as well.
The great Modest Mouse there on the Kevin and Bean Show. Friday, Ralph Garman joins us in studio with our very first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It's Modest Mouse you. Nope. That's the guy's name, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I miss him. Modest Mouse you. If you get a call from Kim Kardashian today, do not pick up. Let it go to voicemail because she's probably trying to axe you from her wedding list. She's probably trying to uninvite you.
I'm sure mine is still in the mail, so I don't have to worry about that.
Turns out that she over-invited and now has to dismiss 50 people from her wedding list.
That's really kind of not possible, isn't it? I mean,
it's enormously rude. I don't know if it's not possible. I'm assuming it is possible.
Well, of course it's possible, but I mean, it's a horrible thing to do.
It is. The good news is that some of those people on that list of 50 are Bruce Jenner's family.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Good.
Her stepdad. Good. Her stepdad has been caught up in the vortex of Bridezilla.
Yeah.
Well, she needs to make sure there's plenty of room for celebrities. That'll make the photos worth more, right?
Demi Lovato hasn't been uninvited, nor has Justin Bieber or Venus and Serena Williams. They're all still invited because I'm sure they're very, very close to the family.
That's correct.
I'm sure they have close, long, personal histories.
I think she met Bieber one time, I think, the extent of that.
On a video shoot.
Right.
That was it. That's as close as they get. But how are you going to get ratings for the E! Special if you don't have the celebs there in the audience? I wish this whole family death. Is that bad?
I think that's really reasonable in this case.
I think in general that's bad.
Oh, okay.
But this is the Kardashians that we're talking about.
They're really a heinous batch, top to bottom.
They really are. Yeah.
My heart weeps for Bruce Jenner. I don't think he had any idea what he was getting involved in.
Oh, he doesn't. No way.
And this isn't like a regular person who's sitting down and having trouble cutting people to make the original list of invitations, which is what you do in a wedding. You don't send them out until you know how many you can invite. This is somebody who just says, I could afford to have all these people come to my wedding. I'm just not going to.
Yeah. The wedding, by the way, by all estimates, is costing $20 million.
What?
$20 million. Anybody not behind my death statement now?
I'm with you.
I don't even know how you would spend that much.
Yeah.
How would you spend that much? What do you...
Are they serving white rhino for dinner? Where's the money?
Albino gorilla will be served as an appetizer. It turns out in order to make the money back for the wedding, Kim's going to have to sell 222,000 pairs of thigh-high boots from the Sears Kardashian collection. So she's got her work cut out for her. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah. Boy, they're just a sickening batch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some people that people like, huh? Brand new Reuters poll has been released, and they asked people who were the most popular and least popular celebrities in America. You might be surprised by the results.
Okay.
Here's the most popular personalities from 10 to 1st, okay? Johnny Depp is 10th on the list.
Sure.
Will Smith, 9th.
Sure.
Okay.
A tie at number 8. So 7th and 8th tied. Morgan Freeman. Well, I can see why he'd be popular.
Sure.
And Kate Middleton. Because you know so much about Kate. That's why you love her. You saw her get married. You saw her in a dress, America. F you. What's there to love about her? The fact that she didn't crap herself on her wedding day? And she may have under that dress. We don't know. We don't know what kind of adult diaper she was wearing.
I don't have an answer for that question.
Harrison Ford is 6th. Well, with that charming personality and energy, how could he not be? Tom Hanks was 5th. Clint Eastwood, still in the top 5, number 4, as one of America's most popular personalities.
I can see that.
Sandra Bullock was 3rd. She's still America's sweetheart. Yep. Denzel Washington, number 2. Good to see Brother Man in the top 5. And the number one, according to Reuters, the number one most trusted and favorite personality in America.
Young Jeezy.
No. Betty White.
Oh, my God.
Betty White. Betty White. Apparently, America loves her. She is beloved.
Hmm.
How about the 10 least popular personalities? Let's get to the fun list, shall we?
Are they all Kardashians?
They aren't.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, one of them makes the list, however. LeBron James at number 10.
Yeah.
How about
makes
that?
Makes sense.
He screwed that up.
Number 9, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Number 8, Mel Gibson. Number 7, Kim Kardashian.
There it is.
There we go, now America. We're now we're talking. Tiger Woods is number 6. Number 5, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure.
He's not liked in America. There's a tie at number 3 between Britney Spears and Kanye West. People don't like them.
Huh. Virtually everyone on this list, with the exception of Kim, well, even Kim Kardashian had a scandal of some sorts, I guess, if you want to count her sex tape, but everyone you've mentioned so far has been involved in some sort of public scandal.
And seems sort of skeevy on some level, too,
right,
I think.
Right,
yeah. America may do vote one way with their wallets, but another way with their
hearts
their
and
feelings.
Minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 2, Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Least like personality in America. You ready for the number 1 least liked personality in America?
Young Jeezy.
No, stop saying Young Jeezy.
I'm just guessing.
You guessed that for everything.
Okay.
Well, eventually, asking, what do you want for breakfast? You said Young Jeezy.
Eventually, it'll be right.
No, it won't. I don't think it'll ever be right.
Okay, go ahead.
Any guesses? Any real guesses?
Most hated.
Number 1, least liked personality in America. Least trusted, least popular.
Now, this is a celebrity. This can't be like a Casey Anthony or somebody like that, right?
This is not some news figure. This is an actual celebrity.
Celebrity least liked.
He put that, he put celebrity in air quotes,
Kate
by the way.
No.
No. That was, she was on the
Jesse James?
Guess, though. No, another excellent guess, but I'd say no. I don't say no. It's not no. It's no. It's on the list. It's right in front
it's
of
not
me.
No.
I can tell you what it is. It is not yes.
TV?
It is no.
Music?
Movies? Yes and yes.
TV?
Yes, 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 and yes.
And music.
Okay.
Wow.
Justin Bieber.
No.
Oh.
Shoot.
Triple threat.
Not so much movies, but yes, movies. Not so much music. But yes, television, definitely.
Mainly television.
Jessica Simpson.
No, but an excellent guess, Beer Mug.
I don't know.
All right, we're stumped.
I give up, too.
Paris Hilton.
Oh,
sure.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah. I didn't even think she even thought of her
I know, she's
anymore.
So off the radar, you wouldn't think, but apparently America still remembers that they hate her, if nothing else.
Well, good for America.
They got that going for them. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Former President Bill Clinton. Oh, Bill, we didn't know how much we'd miss you.
Please come back.
When you left.
Please come back.
Please, please. We're effed up over here. Do us a favor.
Do people remember what kind of shape this country was in the 90s?
I don't
Great.
Think they do.
Great shape is what kind of shape it was
it really
in.
Was. We had a surplus. Everybody
yep.
was cool.
Booming stock market.
Just hanging yep. out, having a good time.
Everybody was cool.
Nobody was a Warren with the bombs and the shooting. Nothing like that.
Yeah, it's good times.
Little action in the White House, a little cigar action, a little blue dress. That was as bad as it got.
Worth the trade-off.
That's what I'm saying. He is 65 years old today. President Bill Clinton celebrates his birthday. Peter Gallagher from the OC and from other good stuff, he's 56. John Stamos, the most attractive man you can think of off the top of your head. He is 48 years old today. Kira Sedgwick turns 46. Kevin Dillon from Entourage is 46. Tabitha Soren, remember her from MTV, the reporter?
Oh, sure.
She's 44 years old today. Matthew Perry turns 42. Rapper Fat Joe is 41. Actress Erica Christensen is 29 years old today. And Romeo, formerly Lil Romeo, he's 22 years old today. Has nothing to do with Young Jeezy, by the way. No connection whatsoever.
Wasn't going to guess that.
I bet you would.
Going to go with Fat Joe.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I'm a fan of women going topless. And I support the GoTopless.org event that's happening this week. And we'll talk to the organizer of that in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we got tickets for you to join us for our super secret breakfast with Red Hot Chili Peppers. That is on the way as well.
I love it so much when news anchors crack up and can't stop, because the job of a news anchor is to be serious, trusted.
Yes.
I'm giving you serious information and I'm a serious person and you can trust me. And then when they lose it, you know, your brain is saying stop, stop, stop. But there's nothing you can do. You can't stop just because you should stop.
Once you get those giggles,
yeah,
it's kind of like a hysteria sets in, and
yes.
it's impossible.
And it could be the dumbest thing that set it off. It's not that funny. It's just you can't stop laughing. And Ralph brought us this Anderson Cooper tape from CNN yesterday in the showbiz, late in the show. And this is him, and he's doing the story of Gerard Depardieu, who apparently had to go to the bathroom on a plane, and...
Well, he peed in the aisle.
They said no, and he said, okay, but I'm going to go right here then. and he peed in the aisle, and then they had to take him off. And so Anderson Cooper made a joke about it's a good thing that it wasn't Gerard, his name wasn't Gerard Depardieu. See, because then he would go the other one. Right. And then Anderson Cooper lost it.
Depardieu. I know you got it, but... All right. Sorry.
His laugh sounds like a bird.
Sorry, this actually never happened to me. I always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think it. Alright. Sorry. Alright.
That's awesome.
You always see this kind of thing on YouTube. You never think it's going to be you. Well,
yep.
Turns out it is. And you can go to kevinandbean.com if you haven't seen it yet. I put up a new post of when news anchors lose it because I love it. Love it. Love it. Here's a story where the news anchors are talking about a model who's doing the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And she falls not once but twice. Ugh. And they lose it when they're talking about that.
That's her going down once. The young woman wearing that pink skirt and the orange platform shoes never quite recovered after that. There she goes. That had to hurt. That was uncool. That's embarrassing. This is at least the second time.
Come on.
I've never heard play-by-play at a runway before, by the way.
Well, I think they were the news anchors, and they were just showing the tape.
Showing the video. I see. I got you.
So he said she fell once, and they showed that. But then when she fell again, like, both of her ankles did real weird moves. And it was really funny looking. And then they just lost it. They couldn't continue talking. I don't know what language this is, but it is a woman, and she's doing the news, and she falls off her chair.
And oh, then no.
That sort of throws her off just a little bit.
Palkinnot jaetaan kolmessa sarjassa. Jatketaan tästä urheilua.
You know what my favorite part of these is watching them because you know exactly what's going through their mind. I have to stop laughing. And watching them try to accomplish that with every, you know, molecule in their being and not being able to do it.
Right.
I love that so much. Here's a weatherman. I don't know why he was talking about kissing his dog.
Okay.
I don't get it. There was nobody else on the screen at the time. And then he was talking about even a dog's nose. And then he makes a joke. And then he tries to go into traffic. And it doesn't quite work.
I know where that nose is bad. Generally... You notice that? How do you make a transition from that to traffic? So, Tracy just left the room. You know, traffic is just fine.
People are leaving the room because they're laughing. And finally, this is the host of a TV show. And again, you can see all of these videos and more. I put up a bunch of them at kevinandbean.com. This is the host of a TV show. Bean, what is this, France?
This is you're talking about the guy with the high-pitched voice?
Totally surprised by the voice of the
guy. I think it's Poland. I think it takes place in Poland.
So the guy's sitting kind of in an audience, and he's talking to people. And as soon as this guy speaks, he loses it. And he cannot help the fact that this guy's voice cracks him up. And there's subtitles, and you can see the guy saying, this is really rude. I can't believe you're laughing. Why would you do this? Like, it's really, the guy's really offended, but his voice is so funny that the host can't stop it.
Dat het leven niet meer hetzelfde zal zijn. Hoe reageer je daar dan op?
De eerste gewaarwording dat ik dacht dat...
Exclusief.
Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat...
So he's doing that.
What a great laugh.
He's doing that in the guy's face. And yes. Then, as if it was central casting, another guy on the other side of the room talked, and he's like, blah, 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 blah. And that's funny, too. And the guy just cannot get himself back together. It's just impossible. So when anchors lose it is the name of it. Go to kevinandbean.com to see all of it.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror, and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps.
Yeah.
These are the beginnings of your breasts. And they're not there just to look pretty.
They're useful, too. That's for damn sure. You're right about that.
Do they make that noise?
What is, I think they do. I think that's how you can hear them coming in. What a shame to spend all that time growing those big, beautiful breasts, Kevin, and then have to put a shirt on, then have to cover them up when you go out in public. That's BS, right?
That's ridiculous. I agree.
GoTopless.org has their big event happening this weekend all over America. A spokesperson for the group is on the phone with us right now. It is Laura Terstenyak. Laura, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
How are you?
I am doing pretty good at this very early time of the morning.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Are you topless right now, Laura?
No.
Please say yes.
Sure.
Please say yes. It wouldn't hurt you to say yes. You're on the phone. Come on.
Of course I'm topless.
Would that kill you? I mean, just say yes.
So National Go Topless Day is this Sunday in many, many cities across the United States. How long have you guys been putting on this this event every year?
Well, we have been doing this. It's going to be our fourth annual year that we've been doing this. We started in 2007 and have been building and going strong ever since.
Now, on your website, gotopless.org, you make reference to several large American cities around the country, including Manchester, New Hampshire, Austin, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Washington, D.C., cities where it is already legal for a woman to walk around topless, right?
Exactly.
And do people do it in those cities?
Absolutely. The reason, that, and again, doing it in the cities that already are topless, is that a lot of women don't realize that there is law that says that they can go topless, such as New York City, you know, Manhattan area is top-free. And the first year that we did the march in Columbus Circle and down to Strawberry Fields Park, you know, a lot of women came and, you know, some people even called the police because they didn't realize that people don't exercise their rights. So the purpose in doing it in cities where it's already legal is to say, come on, ladies, exercise your right. Did you know that you can go topless in these cities? So
I had no idea it was legal anywhere to go topless. This is great news.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies, get with it. Now, you're going to be where on Sunday?
Myself?
Yeah.
I will be in Venice Beach, California.
All right. At Ocean Walk and Navy?
And Navy, exactly. Right where the boardwalk street on the sand is where we usually meet to rally to kind of get ready.
Oh, I don't think it'll be hard to find this rally.
No, it's not very difficult at all. And we always have, like, heaps of media out there. It's an intense paparazzi.
Heaps of course. Men.
And in San Francisco, by the way, at noon at Mission Dolores Park is where National Go Topless Day is going to be going. Now, I'm sure you've been asked this question many times before, Laura, so forgive me. You understand that men and women react differently to seeing members of the opposite sex naked. It's not exactly the same. A woman's breasts are not exactly the same as a guy's chest.
Hey, what's happening here?
I just want to hear what your answer is when people say that to you, Laura.
Absolutely. The most, you know, common thing that I say to people is, you know, the whole purpose that Go Topless Day is here is, it's not saying that all women should be topless, all women are, you know, it's a fundamental right of following the Constitution that said men and women are equal. And in the Constitution in 1920, when they changed the laws, you know, and after the whole, you know, the women's suffrage and women were able to vote, and women and men had that law that we were, there was an equality between us. Women should, in every sense, have the same rights as men. So, okay, I'm kind of diverging from your question, but the answer, what I give most people when they say that is, when you look at equality, you need to look at the human being, because we have racial equality, you know, gender equality, religious equality, and it's not about man or woman, black or white, this or that. It's about equality. It's about freedom. So when we look at respect and equality, then you have to look above, a pair of breasts makes me excited. A pair of breasts means it's something sexual. A pair of breasts. Because for centuries, you look at the Native Indians, the Polynesians, they were topless. You look for hundreds of years in Europe where toplessness has been going on beaches and in all different cities in Europe and countries in Europe, and it hasn't disturbed anybody. And no, you know, the crime rate of rape hasn't risen. It's actually gone down, because for most people, when you think of the body as one, either sexual, or two, either dirty, which a lot of the puritanical people in the United States really have that idea about the body, and unfortunately the media builds up a woman's body to be something that's, ooh, the boobies are sexual, you know, children's
They are pretty good.
And, you know,
I mean, really.
Yeah, you know, at the same time, I can look at a man and see a man's body as sexual. I can see any part of a man as a sexual part of a man. And it's the same thing for women. I mean, 100 years ago, a woman's ankles were sexual, or her shoulder blade, or her neckline, you know, and were getting fined if they did show their ankles, you know, in the 1920s.
I'm with you, Laura. I don't know what Bean's doing, but
it's only in the 50s that, like, a two-piece bathing suit was okay. I think it was Brigitte Bardot was one of the first to model a two-piece bathing suit, you know, and that was looked at as sexual, or only prostitutes wore two-piece
scandalous,
bathing suits.
Yeah. You make a good point, though, about other countries that for hundreds of years have let their women go topless, and it certainly hasn't brought the downfall of places like Spain and Italy, that's for sure.
Exactly.
And even on television over there, their topless women are no big deal
exactly.
when they in prime time.
Now, I lived in Europe for quite a while, and I definitely saw my share of TV commercials for, you know, soap and shower gel, or, you know, deodorant, or a women's commercial about some topic, and the woman was topless in it, and it was not a big deal at all. And you also, you know, when you think about it, in theaters, in the movie theaters, anything to do with sexuality or nudity is totally, like, PG-rated in Europe. But anything with violence is, like, almost considered R-rated and X-rated in Europe because
they
don't allow that. But in America, it's okay to carry a gun and have your child around. It's okay to take them to a very violent movie, but to see anything sexual or naked is really dirty and bad.
Sorry,
and
we're backwards. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's like, people are saying, you know, in Venice Beach, it's legal to wear a pasty, but it's illegal to show my nipple, which would actually cause me to get arrested.
Wait, so you can show everything but the nipple?
But the nipple. And it's different from city to city within California, like the counties and all that, they have different laws. But in Venice Beach particularly, you can wear a pasty. Now, maybe that's because they have a lot of Europeans that come on the beach and, you know, lifeguards are constantly saying to them, well, sorry, ma'am, you have to put your top back on and
or
cover the nipple. But most people don't even know that. They think, right. Well, why would I want to go out and wear a pasty if I can just go out and be topless?
I think we should take it a step further. I think you're not doing enough, Laura, and we should make it law. That women
Absolutely.
Go. You have to go topless.
Women go topless. Oh, you have to go topless.
I would like. Let me step further.
You know, the fight that we're really standing for is that as long as men are allowed to be topless in public, women should have the same constitutional right.
Agreed.
Or else men should have to wear something to hide their chest.
And that's just absurd, of course. Now, let me ask you this question. Before we say goodbye to you, Lisa, if this law passed tomorrow and in Southern California or Northern California, you were allowed to suddenly be topless, is that something you and your friends would take advantage of?
I think at the beach.
Really?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We got to make
this
happen.
I did it in Spain. It was great.
What are you doing Sunday at noon?
Yeah.
We got to make this happen. You can go to gotopless.org. That's the website, and it lists all of the cities and all the times and all the places where all the events are going to be happening. And Laura,
Absolutely.
Last question for you is beyond the awareness that you're raising with your event this weekend, do you also have people that are working toward getting the actual law changed, like you know, submitting them as bills or referendums or whatever?
We have a petition that's on our website. We're trying to raise 10,000. I think we're at like 67,000 right here, 6,700 right now. And next year, August 26, 2012, we are going to march in front of the White House, and we're calling it our 2 million boob march, which means a million women out there. We're hoping that all the cities will all rally together in Washington, D.C.
And D.C. is one of the places where it's legal.
Yes, it is legal.
Right.
If we're out there with that many women, I would say even 1,000 is going to get the voice, you know, get heard that we need to make a little deeper look at this.
Agreed. Love it.
And I was going to just say, too, it's just if any men want to come out, this is open to everybody to help,
right.
to support. If men do come, they are asked to wear a bikini top or something to hide their nipple, because it's, of course, the all or none thing that we're trying to practice. And if women do want to come, but they don't feel comfortable taking their shirt off, they can wear a bikini top or a t-shirt or whatever.
They can start that way. Let's not get crazy.
Well, it's about free rights.
Right. So at some point,
to choose whether to take your shirt off or to not take it off.
See, again, we need to take that law further. But okay. All right. Laura Tristanyak from gotopless.org. Thank you very much for coming on today. Good luck with your event this weekend.
You're very welcome. And thanks for having me on your show.
Ralph, am I a bad person that I never saw the original?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey,
let me
finish the rest of the...
Sorry.
That I never saw the original Fright Night?
Yes, you are.
That makes me a bad person.
Did you see Fright Night 2?
I did not see Fright Night either.
Oh, sweet Lord in heaven. What's wrong
really
with
both
you?
Good?
Yes.
Okay. Well, of course, the reboot is coming out today, and we got two of the stars of the film, Anton Yelchin and Christopher Mintz-Plasse, joining us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin DeMeech Show. Plus, your Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets too. Right now, time for the showbiz beat.
Let me tell you something. I'm not a huge fan of the remakes and the reboots.
Right.
And Fright Night holds a very special place in my heart. I loved that film. Roddy McDowell starred as a sort of a creature feature TV, like low-rent TV show host who would show horror movies and stuff. But it turns out he was an actual vampire hunter. And it was very entertaining. But by all accounts, this film, even better than the original.
Wow.
Yeah. And they've updated in a very cool way. David Tennant, who I loved as Doctor Who, now also joins Anton as sort of to fight these vampires and move in next door to him. But instead of being a low-rent sort of TV show host who shows the horror movies, which doesn't really exist anymore,
right.
They had a very interesting spin on it, and they make David Tennant a Chris Angel-type gothic magician, like douchebag.
Oh, funny.
Who supposedly deals with the occult. That's his image, but in reality, he does actually know stuff about the occult. So it's a very clever take on it. I cannot wait to see this film. And it's in 3D. Good stuff. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Before I get into showbiz news, I do want to mention tomorrow night at the John Lovitz Theater up at Universal City Walk, Hollywood Babylon returns back here in Los Angeles for the first time since we were in Vegas. It's very entertaining. Kevin Smith will not be there. He is still whoring his movie Red State, which I have no problem with since I'm in it.
Sure.
But my special co-host this week will be the lovely and talented Katherine Reitman, who I just adore. She is sexy and funny and all things good. So come see us tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at the John Lovitz Theater. You can go to babbleonralph.com for more details and to buy tickets. And Katherine, by the way, her dad is Ivan Reitman, who directed Ghostbusters. And
anyone we've heard of?
And her brother, of course, is Jason Reitman, who gave us Up in the Air and Juno and stuff. So quite the talented family over there, the Reitmans. Not bad for Canadians.
Yeah.
Let's talk about showbiz news. I don't know what to believe anymore. I can't believe anyone anymore. That's my problem.
Well, I think that's the safest
My trust has been shattered.
That's the safest way to go.
Over and over again to the point where I have none left.
Now what?
Nothing. Just Kat Von D and Jesse James are engaged again. That's all. They're not just back together. They're engaged.
They were broken up about a week ago, weren't they, Ralph?
Yes, they indeed were. Bean, that's absolutely true. But right after TLC announced that her show LA Inc. has been canceled.
I didn't hear that.
It has been canceled. Kat Von D, apparently, and Jesse have announced that they are re-engaged, and the engagement is back on. And everything's copacetic. Now, some, perhaps with a more cynical worldview, would say, oh, was the alleged breakup just manufactured for a certain amount of attention due to the fact that her show was doing to premiere that very same week? Could that have been the case? Could that have been why she didn't cancel any of the interviews, but rather went out there amidst the maelstrom?
Yeah,
she
doesn't strike me that way.
Or did they just magically get back together again? The world may never know.
Yeah,
all
kidding.
I'm saying
that's
is LA Inc. is canceled and they're re-engaged. So congratulations.
Here's all them. I'm saying is the last episode before the cancellation that aired of LA Inc. is the one that featured Kevin's big fat head all over my TV.
Oh, see?
Was all Kat right. Von D in our studio promoting her her Japan charity event.
Kevin and Bean Curse lives on.
You killed
my head
the show.
Got a show canceled?
Yes. It has its own gravitational field. That's the least of things it can do.
But I like that show.
Well, you shouldn't have had it canceled then.
Oh, man.
So weird to see you on the TV, too, with all the forks and spoons sticking to your forehead and everything. You're just flying all around the room. It's crazy.
Because you got a gravitational field around your head is what Bean's alluding to, I believe.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about reality television, the Bravo Cable Network says, out of respect for the fact that Russell Armstrong killed himself, the estranged husband of Taylor Armstrong, one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they are going to delay the premiere of the show by at least a week.
Oh, that's right. Why is he in it?
Showing so much decorum on the point of a...
He's in it?
Yes, of course.
They shot probably 6 months ago or whatever,
yeah,
right?
That's right. So The fact that he hung himself in a hideous suicide, they're going to delay it at least a week before they start airing those episodes.
Well, at least bury the guy before you start besmirching his good name on television.
Some people of the production company are urging Bravo to cancel the season. Bravo said, no, that's not going to happen. I mean, why let death get in the way of ratings, I always
say.
And we'll be playing Rehab by Amy Winehouse coming up shortly, so make sure you tune in for that.
Remember, they did end up never airing that whole series of Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire because one of their contestants went out and killed somebody. Remember that, Ron? That whole show got canceled.
Those days are gone. Those days of human decency in the world of television have passed us by. See? You know why I don't trust anybody anymore?
Yeah.
See why I'm cynical? See why I'm calloused? See why my soul has become just a mere shell of its former self?
Yeah. That hurts, man.
It's a hard, hard world. That hurts. This business we call show.
Before we get to the birthdays, we need to tell people that we're giving away tickets.
Well, then why don't you go nuts?
For the Breakfast with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You go do so, then.
If you know lyrics, feel free to call 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Romeo, formerly Lil Romeo. He is 22 years old today. Or as Tom Brokaw used to call him, Lil Romeo. Erica Christensen from Traffic and Parenthood. She's 29 years old today. Matthew Perry, star of Friends, is 42. Tabitha Soren, who was an MTV reporter for many years, 44 years old. Kevin Dillon of Entourage is 46, as is Kira Sedgwick. John Stamos celebrates his 48th birthday. F him, by the way, looking like that at 48.
God.
Damn. The John Stamos Snugglefest, by the way, still online. You can check
funny.
That out on our website. It's very funny. Adam Arkin, very talented actor. I miss him. I haven't seen him in a while. 55 years old today. Peter Gallagher from OC. He is 56. And our former president, William Jefferson Clinton, celebrates his 65th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hey, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Red Hot Chili Peppers Breakfast is fast approaching super secret day, super secret time. We are telling you the band, though, and if you want to be there, if you're a big fan of the group, you can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play the Wheel of Celebrity Lyrics.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities.
Lyrics.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities.
Lyrics.
Wheel of Celebrities.
Lyrics.
Or whatever the game is called.
Maybe we should update that.
Maybe we should just call it what it's called.
The Wheel of Celebrities?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the wheel. It has Al Pacino on it, Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Queen, Khloe Kardashian, Justin Bieber, Hulk Hogan, William Shatner, Bob Dylan, Bjork, Harrison Ford, Donald Trump, Al Pacino. Did I say Arnold? The Queen?
Yeah.
And that's all of
them. Several of these twice, right.
They're all in the next room waiting to be called in.
Isn't that crazy?
To read lyrics from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So all you have to do is, identify the song for us. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, let's give it a try. You're acting like you've never played this game before, Kevin.
How dare you?
Miranda is our first contestant.
Talk to the person yet. You're spinning the wheel.
What is everyone's problem?
We would ask
I spun the wheel too early.
We would ask the same of you.
Okay. Hi, Miranda.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa has nothing to do with this. She can't help you. She cannot help you, Miranda.
The Wheel of Celebrities. Kevin has just spun the wheel. He's going to tell us which celebrity it landed on, and then that person is going to read lyrics. All you have to do is tell us what Red Hot Chili Peppers song the lyrics are from, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Who is it?
It landed on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah!
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's so hot that I get to read lyrics.
So he's going to read lyrics, and you tell us the title.
All right. Here we go. Blood loss in a bathroom stall. Southern girl with a scarlet drawl.
Scar tissue.
Yes!
I didn't even finish.
Blood loss in a bathroom stall.
You're in the breakfast.
Done.
No drawing, you're in the breakfast. Congratulations.
Let's try Sean, line two. Hey, Sean, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to win your Breakfast with RHCP tickets?
Absolutely.
Can I spin the wheel now?
Yes, see, that's how it goes. You want to spin it?
Oh, that felt good.
You're so cool. Sean Connery came up for Sean, wouldn't it?
Al Pacino.
Oh,
Al Pacino.
Al, you're up.
Oh, you ready? Hey, now. We've got to make it rain somehow. She told me to and showed me what to do. Ooh, ah.
What do you think, Sean? What song is that?
Oh, can you say it again, Al?
Nope.
I don't believe so, no.
Need a guess. You sure heard him the first time. How about a guess?
Need a guess.
Pick any song.
Hey-o.
We've got to make it rain somehow.
That's the new one.
Come on.
That's the new one. Yes. What are you?
Fair.
What?
It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers song that is on the radio the most of all of them. Thank you for playing.
Let's try. I can't like new music from my favorite bands.
What?
Let's try Gina on line three. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play?
Good morning. Yes. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Right. You understand all Red Hot Chili Peppers songs are fair.
As long as it's by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here we go.
That was especially good.
That was a nice spin.
Oh, the Hulkster. Hulkster.
Oh, you're up, Hulkster. All right.
Hey, how's it going, brother? You guys ready to play? How's it going?
It's going good.
All right, here we go. Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana, brother. She's a runner. Rebel and a stunner.
Danny, yes! California's right. Black bandana, sweet
Louisiana. Nicely done.
You're going. You're going.
Didn't
to the
even
bank.
Get to the eat fruit part of that song, but thank you very much for playing. All right, so Miranda's in, Gina's in. Let's see how we do with Bill on line four. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show. Ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
Good yeah, luck. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm ready.
I sense an adversarial tone in your voice, Bill.
William Shatner. William Shatner. Are you ready? Here we go. Steak knife. Con jock. Con job. Boot cut.
That is Can't Stop.
No, I'm sorry. It was By the Way.
Yes, by the way, you can't change it after we... Yeah, that's what I said, by the way, after we give them the answer. Come on, people.
All right, the guys are not good today for some reason.
No,
the girls are doing fine.
Guys Let's are try... never good with lyrics or titles.
Let's try Jason on line five. Jason,
hey,
good luck.
Hi,
playing
guys.
For Breakfast with Red Hot Chili Peppers. Listen up.
All right.
Spin the wheel of celebrities. Lyrics. Oh, it's the Queen.
The Queen of England.
Oh,
yeah.
The Queen of England stopped by. She hasn't been here in a while.
Hello,
no,
Your Majesty.
Realize I don't want to be a miser.
There's more.
Confide with Sly, you'll be the wiser. Young blood is the loving upriser. How come everybody want to keep it like the Kaiser?
What's that mean?
That was Give It Away.
That was Give It Away. Yeah.
Wow, are these lyrics terrible?
The Queen had a bit of a stroke there in the beginning.
Not a big right. reader, the Queen.
She let someone read to
she
her.
She has other people
yeah,
for that.
Exactly.
We
yeah.
only have time for one more. Let's make it David on line six. Final contestant to win your way into Breakfast with Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right, David, listen up.
Are you there?
All right. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, it's Bjork. Fantastic. I love Bjork.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to read lyrics for you now. Here you go.
Okay.
So smart. She's leading me to ozone music. The great communicator used two sticks to make it in the nature.
Chili Pepper song. What do you think there, dude?
Pretty big hit. Played a lot.
If you don't know, just name one. Take a guess.
Name a title of a song.
Californication, scar tissue.
I can't name them all. You gotta pick one.
We don't want to go out on that.
So smart, she's leading me to ozone.
Come on, that's yeah, can't stop.
All right, that was it. All right, one more. We'll do one. Just one more.
Sad. That was sad.
That was weak.
All right, Matt is our absolute final contestant. Matt, welcome to the show. Good luck, man. Take us out on a positive note, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, do your best, sir.
Good luck. And it is
Kevin.
Bob Dylan.
Ew.
How about that?
Good luck, Matt.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. How long will I slide? Separate my side. I don't believe it's bad. Slit my throat. It's all I ever.
He's Googling.
Let me type.
Listen. No, I'm sorry. We were looking for the other side this time.
He's not a good enough typist. Nope.
He's not. All right. So congratulations to those who won. For the rest of you who did not win, we'll have more chances to win coming up on the Kevin DeBeach Show. This has been the Wheel of Celebrities.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Let's face it. This year is just flying on by. It's practically Halloween. Am I right, you guys?
Sure.
And that's why Fright Night is opening up today, everybody. Okay. Fright Night in theaters today. Anton Yelchin is here with us on the Kevin DeBeach Show and our old friend Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Welcome, you guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well.
So good.
I'm going to speak for you the whole interview. We are doing well.
It's so weird. You see how this relationship goes.
Yeah, it's rough already.
Brutal.
I can see that.
I will tell you, and I think, Chris, it might have been you who tweeted it today, the reviews have been incredibly kind to your movie so far. People are digging on it, right?
People are really enjoying it. We're up to 79% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm not supposed to say that in front of Anton. He does not enjoy reviews.
Oh, he doesn't like that?
No, well, he doesn't read them.
But I wasn't reading them until yesterday in the car. He was like, oh, look at Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, well, what does Rotten Tomatoes say?
Yeah.
And then I went home and was like, ah, God, ah, no. It was like a trap, you know?
We don't enjoy what people say about ourselves, I guess, in a way. Yeah.
The one thing that we've learned, and you guys are in the business, so you certainly know this to be true, is it's just as much work to make a bad movie as a good movie. So if you're going to put all that effort into it, it might as well be something that people end up liking and people enjoy and people are happy about, right?
That is true, yeah. People, we've been getting good reviews so far, and we had the premiere a couple nights ago, and people seem to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then there's people like myself who love you guys, love this genre.
Thanks,
and I wouldn't care if the reviews were horrible.
Right
on.
I would go anyway. Cool. Thank you.
Story.
Go see it tonight, please.
I was asking a few minutes ago, before you guys came on, I was asking Ralph, our showbiz reporter, am I a bad person for having never seen the original Fright Night? And he said yes. But
I disagree.
He answered yes before you even finished your question.
but the truth is, it's a brand new movie, and it doesn't matter whether you have any kind of familiarity with the previous films at all, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, you can totally see it without having seen the original. I think for fans of the original, it's fun because there are references to it and little surprises for the fans. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not a prerequisite in any way.
You wanted to describe for people what the storyline is?
Basically, a vampire moves in next door to this kid, Charlie. His former best friend, Ed, comes to him and says, hey, a vampire just moved in next door. He tells him to piss off, doesn't believe him. Ed disappears, and then Charlie spends the rest of the movie trying to figure out what to do about Colin Farrell living next door.
And Colin Farrell is the vampire.
He plays Colin Farrell in the movie. It's just Colin Farrell living next door.
Yeah, it's just Colin, yeah.
And I hear he is amazing in this film, too. Like, he's so much fun to watch.
He's great. So good.
He looked like he's just, well, we got to work with him. He was having a blast of this character. Just every take, doing something new and different. It's really good in the movie.
Yeah.
So are one or both of you guys vampires?
Right now? Or in the movie?
You mean in the movie?
Just in the film, yeah.
I do get turned. If you've seen the original, you know that, so it's not a spoiler.
Not a spoiler, right, yeah. Okay. And how do you go about playing a vampire? That's something that, as an actor, you haven't had to do before.
This is the first time. It was actually, the makeup looks so freaking good in this movie that's pretty much half the acting for me. It was awesome. I just got to kind of play a lazy vampire, but it looks great in the movie.
I like it. So you just kind of sit there.
I just sit there
but
and let the
scary.
Let the contacts and let the fangs do the acting.
I like it.
Do you get to bite anybody?
They show someone dead, and I did it, but I didn't get to actually bite someone's neck.
Oh, come on.
But I had Colin Farrell bite my neck, which was pretty nice.
All right. Not a lot of people can say that.
That's true.
Unless men.
Especially guys. Now, you guys both saw the original or cared or stayed away from it, or what was your...
I think we both watched it after he read the script.
After you read
the script?
Yeah. Just to see what they did with the first time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And what was it about the script that drew you to this particular...
It was funny and bloody and violent and it was just a well-written script. This man, Anton, and Colin Farrell and Craig Gillespie, the director, were all attached, and I was fans of theirs, so I wanted to work with them.
That's got to be nice when you see that everyone else is already in place. You go,
okay. It's going to be good. I can't ruin this.
Well, we have a clip, and we want to talk more about the movie Fright Night. It opens today, and it's going to be a busy day for you guys, I imagine. Do you guys... I know you don't like to read reviews, but do you guys get, like, updates on your... Do you get a text? Hey, we're doing well?
I think...
Any of that stuff?
Our publicist might be getting that information.
But keep it away from you?
Yeah. I'll check probably, like, Monday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to wait till Monday.
I don't know.
You're not
going to
wait.
Maybe, guys. It's
possible. You can't wait till Monday. There's no
Mr.
way.
Mr. iPhone.
Yeah, that's true.
I suspect you've got a new car on hold at some car dealership right now, and you've got a number in mind, and when it hits that number, you're going to give them a call and go bring it over.
You know me too well.
All right. Anton Yelchin is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Christopher Mintz-Plasse. We will return and talk some more Fright Night right after this. Talking about Fright Night, opening everywhere in theaters today. Anton Yelchin in studio with us right now, along with Christopher Mintz-Plasse. And we have discovered during the song we were playing there that Chris has been stalking you, Kevin. You guys seem to be at the same place every day of the week.
We were at Lola together.
Except for he gets into the good stuff.
Like, right, like, you're out on the sidewalk.
Like after L.A. Rising.
I went to the Muse after party, which was fantastic.
Which was at Dom's.
Of course you did.
Which was at Dom's house.
Right.
My invitation lost in the mail.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. You were stuck in traffic. And then you were at Lollapalooza.
And I went to a Foo Fighters secret show that apparently you could not, or you tried, you couldn't get in, or what? you didn't make it.
I was lost. I was walking around Chicago lost, and my friends were just outside going, hey, where are you? And I didn't, my phone was dead.
I'm sorry, man. My phone was dead too.
I'm saying.
I would have tweeted you about it.
But phone was dead.
Yeah.
My phone was dead.
so trend.
No, no, my phone was dead as well.
Because it was pouring on Sunday night when they played, and that's when I asked you if you saw that, and you're like, nope, saw them the night before.
Nope.
Secret show.
So. We are talking about Fright Night, and one thing, Kevin brought up an excellent point at the end of our last segment, guys, and that is, I'm not hearing much talk about hot chicks, and you need hot chicks in a movie like this, right? You gotta have them.
Yeah, I guess maybe because, like, we're friends with the girls in it, so we don't want to be like, oh, she's so hot, but she is beautiful.
You don't
Imogen
have to say
Poots.
It that way.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, say your name. I was talking over you.
Imogen Poots plays Anton's love interest, and she is gorgeous in this movie.
Anton, tell us more, please.
Amy's beautiful, and she's... I think Chris is right. The reason we don't is because she's awesome, you know? And it's like,
she's
if you
more
know
than just
Amy,
a hot body.
It's a really weird thing to objectify her because she's just the coolest, most talented person, you
but
know?
We can still do
but
that.
But you guys please,
go to town, please.
Please.
Okay, good. Yeah. I just want to make sure
she's,
it's cool.
She's really hot. And there's plenty of hot women. Emily.
Oh, Emily's beautiful. Emily Montag is great in this movie.
All right. Fantastic.
What's Fright Night rated?
R.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes, awesome. I know. It's great.
People are excited about that. Yeah.
Why? There are so few R movies. Yeah, it just seems like they everything has to be PG-13 so that everyone, so they can get the biggest numbers or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
So
I made a money sign. I did this, but
yeah,
it doesn't read over radio.
Radio. You can't see your fingers. So. Sorry about that. So I have a clip. This is trying to convince people that there is a vampire living next door. And that can't be easy.
No, I would think it's a tough sell.
People don't believe what you say.
What, that Jerry's a Dracula?
No, Dracula is one specific vampire. I'm telling you.
Duh, dude, I know what you're telling me. I'm making fun of you, okay?
Thanks.
I'm mocking you.
Awesome.
Yeah, you read way too much Twilight.
That's fiction, okay? This is real. He's a real monster, and he's not brooding or lovesick or noble. He's the shark from Jaws. He kills, he feeds, and he doesn't stop until everybody around him is dead. And I seriously am so angry you think I read Twilight.
Yeah. You're acting it out as the clip was going.
I've heard that clip like 17
times.
Christopher was mouthing every word to that clip.
Awesome.
You may have spent too much time promoting this movie, Chris.
It's way too much, guys.
Well, the movie sounds awesome. So now that you're done, I mean, today's the last day of publicity, then this movie's done. Are you guys both already working on something else?
I just finished a little indie flick called The Hand Job.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Are you confused by the name?
I wasn't sure if I should have said that or not, but that's the name of the movie.
And you took the job just based on the title?
Based on the title. I figured if I can get one of those on this on the set.
And Beat's getting paid.
I don't even have to read the script. But it's not what it sounds like.
It is a sexual comedy. It's a movie about sexual activities starring Aubrey Plaza.
Then you can't say it.
I love her.
Yeah,
love her
great.
So much.
Yeah.
Then you can't say it.
I can't. Oh, so it is not, guys. I take
you.
That back.
Thank you.
Sorry,
and how about you, Anton? What do you got going on?
I just wrapped up a movie called The Odd Thomas. It's this Dean Koontz book. And then I have this movie Like Crazy coming out in October.
It's got to be kind of weird for you guys. When did you stop working on Fright Night?
October of last year, probably about a year ago.
And then for the couple of weeks leading up to it, then you have to kind of revisit the topic, and you've already moved on and made a couple of other things. It's got to be kind of an odd thing.
It's kind of nice. It's like taking a breather from the film. You were just on it for 3 months, and then you get time off, and then you come back to it. And I haven't seen this kid in a while, so it's nice to kind of promote with him. Yeah. And we're going to the UK. We're going to London, Dublin, and Paris to promote this.
Nice.
Paris is in the UK,
awesome.
Dude.
We're going to the UK first, to London, and then we're switching over to those places.
Anton, you're the first person we've spoken with from the Smurfs since that movie came out.
Oh, man.
It just blew away all box office expectations.
It was huge.
My question is, how shocked were you by how huge the Smurfs ended up being?
You know, it's funny. Like, because I try not to read reviews, I then went and looked in Rotten Tomatoes, and it was like 5% or something, and I was like, oh, God.
It's a kid's movie. It's a kid's movie.
But you know what I mean? I remember when I signed on to it, I was like, I hope, as cheesy as this sounds, I honestly felt this way, and I'm not usually like that, but I was just like, I hope little kids like this. Like, why else would I want to make a movie that's for little kids?
Right.
If little kids didn't like it, and obviously they did, which makes me really happy. You know?
Are you taking full credit for the numbers?
Oh, yeah, totally, always.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I want 7 more Smurf movies. Can you make that happen?
Did you see the Smurfs, Christopher?
I'm a bad friend. I did not go support you in that, man.
Oh, wow.
You told me you did, dude.
Just trying to start
a riot.
Lying
to you.
It's going to be a long trip to Europe now that you've turned them against each other.
Awkward.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but Fright Night is a movie that Ralph has been just counting down the days till it came out. I know how much he's been looking forward to, and a lot of people have too, and it finally is here. Today is the big day to go see Fright Night. And Chris, you were saying you may even be popping into a theater or two this weekend. You may be checking out the crowd, right?
The AMC down in Woodland Hills is my theater, so I might stop by there for a couple screenings, see if the crowd enjoys it.
How about you, Anton? You hate your fans, right? You don't want to have anything to do with them, right?
I like the fans and I appreciate them. I don't know. Maybe if Chris goes, we can both throw on some wigs and
We'll go together. Yeah,
you seem a little too nervous. You don't like to read or get a response because
I mean I really appreciate I like meeting people. They're like, oh hey, I love that. It makes me feel great. You
right,
know?
Right.
But seeking out what critics think. Kind of,
yeah. Well, there was this one critic that really quickly. He gave a really bad review. And then he interviewed us, and he's
Austin.
Like, "Oh, I love the movie."
Yeah, interviewed
us. And that really
Austin.
Made me angry. It's like, just
wait,
man
what?
Up. Yeah.
He wrote it first.
He wrote it first, and then in the interview, I'm like, "Oh, you know, Colin did such a great job. I think he nailed it." He's like, "Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah, he was really fantastic." And he was agreeing with me. Yeah, and then I read his review, and I'm like, "You're just
into it.
You're just a piece of poo. That's what he was. Yeah, just
man all up. Right." Thanks for coming in, guys. Go see Fright Night, everybody, opening up all over today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:53. Karaoke Battle USA. That's a show that exists. That's on TV. And we'll talk to one of the judges from the show, Joe Levy. He also runs Maxim Magazine, coming up after the top of the hour now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
He loves beer mug, too. Love getting him into those parties.
No, he did the right thing.
Yeah. Go over there. That's where you need to go. Thanks, Joe, for all your help.
Before I get to show business news,
I've got my last day to give away the ultimate one-day Hollywood experience. We're calling this prize package the ultimate one-day Hollywood experience because you get a pair of passes to the very special Kevin and Bean advance screening of One Day.
Yeah!
This is the new romantic film starring Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess about a couple that spends the night together on the last night of college and then spend the next 20 years going in and out of each other's lives. Sometimes they're together, sometimes they're not. But we check in with them on that day every year for the next 20 years. Interesting concept.
It is.
So once a year, you check in with this couple and see where they are in their lives. And that Anne Hathaway, she's a good deal. Jim Sturgess.
She is.
Also, very talented actor. You get a pair of passes to see that. Plus, we'll throw in dinner for two and a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. So you can look like a big deal to your significant other by saying, oh, you know what? Let's go to this advanced Hollywood screening, and then I'll take you out to dinner, and then we'll go tour the Universal Studios lot. What do you say?
Oh. Just don't tell them you got it from us. And then
right. Just act like you're a big deal and then that you're in the know. And if it's a first date especially, I guarantee you, the panties will drop, fellas. That's all I'm telling you. If you'd like to win, call 1-800-520-1067. That's 1-800-520-1067. First three callers to get through right now. First three win the ultimate one-day Hollywood experience. Panties dropping, not guaranteed.
You guaranteed it.
I didn't. What? I just played the disclaimer just there.
You play it. You said it.
Oh. Congratulations to our buddy Sarah Silverman. She's got a new sitcom, NBC. Just picked up her new show yesterday.
Great. I love her.
In the new show, Sarah plays a woman who's readjusting to the single life after a long decade of a live-in relationship. Ron Howard's company, Imagine Entertainment, is producing the show, and by all accounts, it's quite entertaining.
Is she helping write it?
Yeah, yeah. She's in the development of it, and it's been a hot property around Hollywood. A lot of networks were interested, and looks like NBC won the fight. So congratulations.
That's great. What's that? How's that Whitney show look to you, Ralph? I'm a huge fan of hers. I think she's very funny.
Have you watched the show?
Go ahead and debut.
Oh, it hasn't debuted.
It hasn't been on yet.
Oh, no. I see.
No. I'm a scared.
Scared. Are you?
I'm a scared. We'll have to wait and see. You never know. You can't tell really from the promo sometimes.
Yeah. Because they don't do the show justice. Sometimes they overpromise.
Sometimes that's all the all the good material they have is in those promos.
Right.
So it's always hard to tell.
I'm just glad to see lots of hot chicks coming back on television. That's all. Like Sarah Silverman, like Whitney Cummings, like the Zooey Deschanel show. I mean, it looks like it's going to be some good ones.
That show for me, New Girl, looks awesome.
It does look good.
But again, how much can you trust the promos?
You can't tell, right?
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to suck you in. But I love her, and I think that looks like an interesting concept. A little something a little fresh. Girl moving in with a bunch of guys.
And it's her.
Airtight. Very special episode. That's what I'm looking forward to. Director Ridley Scott has announced he's doing another Blade Runner film.
Joe, right, finally!
This is balls, this move. Because that 1982 film still to this day is considered a science fiction classic. Always comes up when they ask, especially sci-fi fans, the best sci-fi film of all time. What their favorite is, that's always in the top five.
Yeah, if you're going to remake something, you pick something that did poorly the first time. Then the only way to go is up.
Well, here's the thing. It's not going to be a remake.
Oh.
It's either going to be a sequel or a prequel. But Ridley's not saying. So it'll be a continuation of the story one way or the other, but they're not going to remake the original. They use that as a jumping off point, but you'll see the events leading up to what happens in that film or what happens after the fact.
All right. Somebody said yesterday, I don't know who it was, that there's already been a sequel to Blade Runner. It's called Every Science Fiction Movie That's Been Made Since Blade Runner.
That's true. They did sort of create that dysfunctional society, that dark, you know, up to Blade Runner, the future always looked like gleaming steel buildings and flying cars and stuff. And everything was very clean and pristine and sort of utopian. But now it was a dystopian look at the future with Blade Runner and that dark sort of grimy future that we're all actually really in store for was shown for the first time in a movie in Blade Runner. So.
Wasn't Harrison Ford?
He was Rick Deckard. He was the Blade Runner. He was the one who would hunt down the replicants. Good times.
I don't see him reprising his role.
They say they may reach out to him.
For an
appearance in the sequel, yeah. If they do go that route, he will play, he may come back as Rick. We don't know. Look, I ordinarily wouldn't put any stock in this, but Ridley Scott was the original director of that film, so if you're going to let someone else tag up on that story, he would be the guy you go to, in my opinion. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, before I do, I want to remind you, tomorrow night, Hollywood Babylon.
Friday night.
Every Saturday night. What? Saturday night at the John Lovitz Theater at Universal City Walk.
In Las Vegas.
Here in Los Angeles, it's me and Catherine Reitman, by the way, this Saturday. Smith is off hawking his film. But
that's an upgrade, right?
She is so funny and so sexy.
I mean, I love Kevin Smith, but...
Do you ever watch her Breaking It Down show? She does a film review show, a weekly film review show on YouTube. She's got her own YouTube channel. Okay. It is, in my opinion, the best movie review show you can see anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, so you should check that out. It's called Breaking It Down with Catherine Reitman. And you can go to YouTube and find that there. But she'll be cracking wise with me Saturday night, tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. So BabylonRalph.com if you want tickets or details. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bill Clinton, 65. Peter Gallagher's 56. John Stamos turns 48 today. Celebrating their 46th birthday, Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Dillon. Matthew Perry of Friends is 42. And Erica Christensen from Traffic and Parenthood, she's 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got the movie beat coming up for you in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show because it's Friday, don't you know? And let me ask you this question, Kevin. Do you take an entire career of being a well-respected music journalist and you run in Rolling Stone and you run in Blender and you run in Maxim and throw it all away to be on a karaoke TV show? Is that how you handle your career? Is that what you do with yourself?
Are you asking, is that the decision I would make?
Yes.
I'd say probably not.
Well, let's see what's going on in Joe Levy's pretty little head. He joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, one of the judges on Karaoke Battle USA Friday nights at 9 on ABC. Hey, how are you, man?
I'm very, very good. In my defense, I had a very high fever when I said I was.
I knew there must have been a reason, Joe. I don't know why you, who really does know and respect and write so brilliantly about actual music, is involved in a karaoke show. What the hell's going on? What are you doing?
I don't know. I guess I'm just out there looking for the next Miranda Lambert, Taylor Swift, these people who all have some sort of karaoke background before they became genuine recording artists.
Sure.
And pretty good ones at that.
Now, but this show, this is what I like about this show. At least it doesn't have the pretext of this person's going to go on and do their own music. This is just about karaoke. And who knew there's a world championship?
It does have that. It does have the pretext that you're hoping it doesn't have. Which is to say... Karaoke Battle USA tonight on ABC. Have I got that in?
We mentioned that. We mentioned that. Yes.
Okay. Good.
But Joe, was part of it that you felt that there weren't enough shows on television where people can sing? Is that what part of what was going on? As you said, there's no outlet for kids today with talent to be heard.
Yes. Yeah. But you know, the thing is we also are going to give them a recording contract with Hollywood Records. So we are looking for people good enough to make a record.
Now, the first contestant, you don't see the behind the scenes features, I imagine. But
I see them when they air. Is that what you're talking about? The actual
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's get to know this person part of the show.
Yeah, so I just want to play this clip and then say why was no further questioning done.
Every time he'd come home from school, first thing he'd do is take off his pants.
Okay, so why did he take off his pants so that he could do karaoke?
You know, a lot of people like to hold the microphone in different ways.
That's a good
answer. That's not a microphone.
And some people are more talented in that area than others.
Yeah, okay. And he was amazing, and this is your review.
This is for America.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to be singing Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time.
Oh! No! No!
Wow!
Okay, that's genius.
All right, sorry, that was not the clip of... And then he sings...
Oh!
And everybody loved him, and it was kind of crazy, and then your review was strange to me. This is your review.
Uh-oh.
I've actually never said this to another man before. That was epic. I want to say that was over the top in exactly the right way. Energy was great. Vocal control was spot on. I got to say, it was really great. I want you to do something for me, Corey.
Yeah?
I want you to sing a little NSYNC for me right now.
Oh.
Right now. I want it to happen right now.
You're all I ever wanted.
See, because Joey Fatone is the host,
right?
From NSYNC, and this kid said
he was a big people sing NSYNC songs.
And this kid said he was a big NSYNC fan. That guy had a fantastic voice.
See, wasn't it? It's a little surprising, right? That kid Corey was his name, and
yeah.
the backstory on him was his mom gave him a karaoke machine when he was 5 years old. That's when he was taking his pants off and
right.
singing karaoke. I'm sure it's happened since then, but
mm-hmm.
when he was a kid,
every time he'd come home from school. First thing he did is take off his pants.
Doing it, so I wanted to make him sing an NSYNC song to embarrass Joey.
Makes sense.
I got it.
Makes
now,
sense.
Now, do they sweeten that audience for television? Because I can't imagine that people are... It sounds like you're in a black gospel church where people are stomping their feet and throwing their hats in the air because somebody's going to sing a Cher song. That seems a little over the top for me.
Well, in our defense... Somebody said they were going to sing a Cher song in Las Vegas. That show was taped in Las Vegas.
Oh, sure.
So if you're just in the casino and you're playing blackjack and you turn around and say, by the way, I hit me, I'm going to sing a Cher song, people in the casino start cheering.
Okay. All right.
In Vegas, it's Cher. People go nuts. Those people are all singing in front of each other, and they bring friends and family, and they do get a little bit crazy.
So there is an international karaoke competition? I mean, there's somebody who will be the best karaoke singer in the world at some point?
Yeah, actually, yeah. There is an international karaoke competition this year held in Ireland, in the past held in Finland, held all over the world. And there's actually an existing U.S. karaoke competition that this show has latched onto. We did regional events. We had regionals in the north, south, east, and west, and then finals and semifinals are going to take place in Los Angeles.
Okay, so then you're going to pick the best man, boy and girl to sing and go to the international competition.
That is correct.
Now, how has the United States done in the international competition in the past?
We have not won.
All right, I'd like to say I'm all right with that.
You are.
I don't think we need every title.
What about okay. USA, USA, though, Kevin?
I'm all USA, USA, but I'm saying we don't need every title.
You're willing to share a little bit
sure,
here and there.
Sure. I think if we don't have the title in this particular case, we're going to be all right.
Right.
But you know what's so surprising for me, and this is the voice of music journalist Joe Levy, one of the judges on Karaoke Battle USA here on the Kevin Bean Show. The show airs tonight at 9 on ABC. What was surprising to me is to see that there are actual people who want to sing karaoke who aren't drinking or drunk, because that's how most people get involved in karaoke, is just because it's fun when you drink, right?
I believe that is my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's my experience as well.
Right. But these people are stone cold sober, and they're out there doing it. It's crazy.
The bar was not open during our show. I can confirm that it did open afterwards.
All right.
And, there were many times that I did need a drink. Yeah, these people love karaoke. They love singing. Sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that's a little crazy.
I got to tell you, and I don't know how many shows ahead you have taped this thing, Joe, but if you
yep.
don't get ABC's own Jimmy Kimmel on this show in some sort of capacity, you're missing an opportunity. There's no bigger karaoke fan in the world than Jimmy Kimmel.
I can neither confirm nor deny that he will be involved in this show. Okay, I can deny it.
you got to get him. I mean, Jimmy was the first person that I knew in my life who had his own karaoke machine, and he brings it out every night at his place. He loves it. You got to get him on your show, dude.
I am on this immediately afterwards.
Good.
In fact, right now I'm going to get on. Does he listen to your show? Can we talk to him directly, Jimmy?
Occasionally.
If he's awake, he sometimes does.
Is he awake this early?
No, probably not. No.
All right, before we let you go, Joe, of course, Karaoke Battle USA tonight at 9. What's going on in the new Maxim issue? You got Lake Bell on the cover. Pretty strong start.
Yeah, Lake Bell on the cover, and she's wearing a bathing suit, and there's water involved. I'm just saying, these are all good things as far as I am concerned.
And we are down with that as well. You also have Sofia Vergara's little sister, who's unbelievable.
Yes, her name is Sandra Vergara. And let me just say, the Vergara people do good work.
Yes, they do.
That is a trademark of quality, my friend.
That is unbelievable. Yes, you look at that and you go, how did this two of that little girls that hot come from the same family?
I don't understand it, but I just want to thank the creator who genetically is holding it up.
As do I.
The current issue of Maxim, available on newsstands now, also features a college football kickoff preview and Duff McKagan's article called Guns N' Roses Almost Killed Me. Go to Maxim.com.
That is an excerpt from Duff's autobiography, and it is amazing. As much as I thought I knew about Guns N' Roses, and I'm a little obsessive when it comes to GNR, that's why this is in the magazine,
right.
That thing made my jaw drop.
Interesting. Great stuff.
I mean, it is really crazy. First, I don't know how much you know about Duff personally, but you know, he is a guy with a punk rock background. He had played in so many different bands along the way. We know, you know, he played in Velvet Revolver, played in Guns N' Roses. That should be enough. But
sure.
He's got this punk rock background in Seattle, but just what he did to himself and how close he came to dying because of what he did to himself during the Guns N' Roses heyday. It's terrifying.
Do you think that he would have allowed you to put that in the magazine had he seen Karaoke Battle USA?
I like to believe he would have. Okay. I like to believe he would have, but I just don't know.
Okay. You don't know.
Can I give you a fact for
yes,
a moment?
Yes.
Did you both know that Duff Beer, drunk by Homer Simpson,
sure,
is named for one Duff King of Beers McKagan?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
True fact contained
that?
In this month's Maxim, as it
okay.
turns out, back in the day, Axel used to introduce him on stage as Duff King of Beers McKagan.
Nice.
And he says he got a call before the Simpsons had aired. He got a call from somebody saying, yeah, we'd like to use just the name Duff for him. And he was like, sure. Hey, it's a cartoon. Who's ever going to watch it?
How wrong
That's
he was.
All right. We're out of time here, Joe, and I know you are too. Maxim.com. Pick up the new issue with Lake Bell on the cover and then Karaoke Battle USA tonight at 9 on ABC. Great to talk to you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Always good to talk to you guys. Have a good one.
Hey, it's Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. That means
Friday.
That means sure. Ralph Garman is here, and it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Four new movies in Cineplexes this week on each week, I bring you films.
Yes.
This week couldn't be more different from one another, these films. Literally something for everyone.
Sweet.
Let's say you're a kid who likes spies. We have Spy Kids
right
for you. The fourth in the Spy Kids series. I think it's the fourth one.
I think you're right.
It's in 4D. I know that.
Now, what is 4D?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Bean. You receive, upon entrance into the theater, a card that you scratch at particular moments in the film, and it releases the aroma of what's happening on up on the screen. You get to experience that smell while you're watching the film.
That's I thought we were over 3D. Smell-o-vision as a country in the 1950s.
Well, that's what they said about 3D as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
now
true.
Look at it. It's everywhere.
So I have to keep track, like, will it say scratch the red
It'll
box?
Go, beep, beep, beep. They'll flash something on the screen, and then you scratch on your little card there, and you go, used diaper, which is actually one of the smells, yes, on the card.
No, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is. But this movie, enjoy it, kids, but not me.
It does have our buddy Joel McHale in it, though, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, it does. I've already sent him a wreath and some flowers and my condolences. And it's got Ricky Gervais in it as the voice of a hilarious talking spy dog who poops marbles. What more do you want?
Why does he poop marbles?
Because he's a robot, I think. Yeah. You enjoy this, kids. Here's Ricky Gervais as Argonaut, the small, handsome, talking robot spy dog.
The dog is talking.
Well, it's not the sort of thing you'd miss, is it, really? A small, handsome dog talking? Anyway, I've been assigned to protect you, so give me five.
Sorry about the necklace, Marissa.
Sorry about the necklace, Marissa.
I should have given it back to you when you asked.
Yes, you should have.
We had no idea the timekeeper wanted it.
We're just dumb kids.
Okay.
What are you laughing at, Kevin?
Your face.
Literally.
One Day also opens today. We've been talking about this movie all week long. One Day is the romantic film about two people who get together on the last night of college, and then we check in with them every year on that day to see how the two are faring in life and love. Anne Hathaway stars with Jim Sturgess. Here is Anne Hathaway, and she's got a confession for Jim Sturgess's character, Dexter, something she needs to get off her chest.
I had a crush on you. Yeah, ridiculous, I know, but... I'll be honest, did it that night.
I couldn't believe it.
So go on then, what happened?
I got to know you. You cured me of you.
See, she had a crush on him until she got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got to know him. And she didn't have a crush on
crush anymore. Yeah. See, very different. Spy Kids, one kind of film.
Sure.
One Day, a different kind of film. How about Fright Night? What kind of film is Fright Night?
For me.
It's Fright Night. Gotta go see the Fright Night. Here is a little scene from that film. We compiled some clips from the trailer, but if you heard our interview with Anton and Christopher earlier, then you know what it's all about. A guy has a clan of vampires moving next door. He doesn't believe it, finds out that it's true, has to recruit his friends and some new friends to help battle these evil, evil vampires. Here are some clips from the trailer of Fright Night.
Hey, guy. Been watching me. I've been watching you. Your mom, there's a kind of neglect, gives off a scent. And your girl, she's ripe. It's on you to look out for them, because there are a lot of bad people out there, Charlie.
I'm gonna end him or he's gonna end me. That's how it's gonna be.
You smell that? It's your fear.
Shit, hit him!
Did I kill him?
Hopefully.
Vampires don't get killed that easily.
Sweet, I'm in.
Yeah, looks great. And also this week is Conan the Barbarian.
Arnold not in it.
Arnold not included.
No,
this time it's Jason Momoa. I love his cocktails, by the way. Nice Momoa on a Sunday at a brunch. You gotta get yourself a nice cold Momoa. Oh, you just kick back and you just enjoy your day that way. It's just orange juice, champagne, can't beat it.
Yeah.
Stephen Lang also in this movie, and that's it. That's the entire cast. Stephen Lang.
Wait,
and
what
Jason
about
Momoa.
Rachel Nichols?
That's it.
The beautiful Rachel Nichols.
That's it.
Beautiful Rose McGowan as well. Come to think of it.
You know the story. Muscle-bound warrior Conan the Cimmerian seeks to avenge the murder of his father and the slaughter of his village by taking people's heads off.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Sometimes you got to wield a broadsword. You know? Can't help yourself.
That's right.
Here's some clips from the trailer for Conan the Barbarian.
Behold! In despair! Your new master!
Kalar raises the souls of the unspeakably evil.
You're sought to enslave all of Hyboria. No man shall live in chains. Run from me, and I will tear apart the mountains to find you. I will follow you to hell.
All right. Ricky Gervais also stars as a hilarious dragon that poops marbles. Apparently.
That doesn't sound right. No, you better check that.
I saw it. It's in it. Absolutely.
You didn't see it.
My pick for the weekend. Well, you can tell I've been talking about this movie for weeks. Fright Night looks so good to me. And you get to see the lovely David Tennant, who played Doctor Who for many seasons in his big motion picture debut here in the States. I can't wait.
And you get to see Sofia Vergara's sister.
Yeah, you do. And you get to see Anton Yelchin and Chris Mintz-Platt. So it's just a great, great cast in a fine, fine film. It looks to be expertly done with Colin Farrell also starring. I'd check it out this week. And if I were you, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Time to play our favorite new game.
Hey, thanks a lot
time for tuning in to the new game that's sweeping the nation, where we read dumbass celebrity tweets and you try to tell us who it is. And this week your choices are
Chloe or Snooki. It's Chloe or Snooki. Both of them are so freaking fat. Yeah!
It turns out that there are people who are tweeting who sound very similar to one another. You know, for instance, from time to time, we'll do a Diddy and Kanye, or we'll do me, Bean, and Larry King.
Yeah.
So today we're doing...
anyone else boring.
Today we're doing Khloe Kardashian, is that right? Versus Snooki.
Khloe
right.
Kardashian versus Snooki Polizzi.
So you just right, read so the tweet, and then we have to figure out which one of them tweeted it.
I will read the tweet, and you must guess.
All right.
You ready?
Has it been explained enough?
I believe it has.
Okay.
You ready to play the game?
Yep.
All right, here we go. I'd rather lose myself in passion than lose my passion. Love this quote. Everyone says I'm so passionate. I love my passion for life.
I'm going to say Chloe on that. I just can't picture Snooki even knowing what the word passion means.
No, I totally I agree.
Agree.
With you.
I'm going Chloe.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody?
Yes.
Bugs?
It is. It is Chloe. Okay, good.
Yes. So
she's
far, you guys are all one.
Woman.
She loves her passion for life. Yes. She loves herself so much because she's so passionate.
Yes.
She loves her passion for food, too, I'm guessing.
We're all tied.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Getting wild tonight. Sunday, fun day. Who cares?
I think Snooki.
It's got to be Snooki.
Does it?
I'm gonna say
does
Chloe.
It have to be Snooki?
I'm interested. I'm going Snooki.
Oh, you're going with Snooki, are you?
Bean?
Lisa's
it's
going
also
with
Snooki.
Chloe.
Snooki.
Lisa's going with Chloe.
Chloe, okay.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
Snooki! It is Snooki indeed, yeah. Right.
Sorry, Lisa.
Oh, well.
All right. Oh, my God, I hate when I sneeze as I'm driving. Trying to keep your eyes open is a hot look.
What does that mean, a hot look?
Sorry, being sarcastic,
oh.
That she doesn't look good when she's trying to keep her eyes open while
okay.
She's trying
who would
to drive and sneeze.
Because Snooki can't think she looks good, right? So it must be...
Oh, my God, I hate when
Chloe,
sneeze as I'm
Chloe.
Driving. Trying to keep your eyes open is a hot look.
I think Chloe, too. I think Chloe is more self-aware than Snooki is, so I'm going to go with Chloe as well.
Everyone's saying Chloe,
yes.
Okay? Let's see.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
The snook!
What a surprise! She's deeper than I knew.
See that?
She doesn't have a hot look.
Fake friends are worse than real enemies. Fake friends are worse than real enemies.
Fake friends.
I'm going to have to go with Chloe again.
Really? Because Snooki's got all the enemies. Fake friends.
I don't know if you saw last night's episode of Jersey Shore.
I'm going Chloe then, because I think you're trying to mislead me.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go Chloe as well.
You are
really?
Misleading us,
am
sir.
I?
Yes,
am I?
You are.
Let's find out.
Yes!
Chloe.
It's
Chloe, actually.
It's Chloe.
Yeah. There we go. I just heard that Dirty Dancing might be remade. Why in the world would anyone want to do that? They will ruin this amazing classic. No!
How could Snooki say that? She couldn't.
She
right?
doesn't know the word amazing or classic. She hasn't seen the movie. I'm going Chloe.
Crap.
Going with Chloe.
I am too.
Bean?
I don't know. That's a tough one to tell because it's such a retarded statement. It could come from either of them. I'll say Snooki on this one.
All right, let's find out.
No, it was Chloe.
It was Chloe.
Yeah. All right. Planet of the Apes was awesome. Going to swing on trees now. Bye.
Gotta be Chloe. She looks like a giant gorilla. Gotta be Chloe. No doubt.
I'm gonna go with Snooki just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just
that's
for
your
kicks.
Reasoning. Just for fun.
Swing from trees now. But if Chloe did that,
this was awesome.
She would know the trees would fall.
Yeah, they could support her weight.
Right. Now, bye.
I'm gonna go with Snooki.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not gonna tell you to get off.
Was indeed
right.
Snooki.
Right, who else said Snooki?
I suck at this game, by the way.
Who else said Snooki?
Oh, we're all terrible. I did.
I think Lisa said it just because.
Right, I have three. Lisa has two. Bean has one.
Okay. Oh, my God. The sky in my area is as black as King Kong's butthole.
That's a Ralph Garman.
I don't do storms.
You made that one up.
She added.
Do storms.
Yeah.
You made that up, Ralph. Nobody tweeted that.
Tweet.
I'm guessing that's Snooki.
Me too.
I agree, Snooki.
If one thing leads to another, I'm not going to tell them to get off.
It was.
That's a great clip from her, by the way.
Why do I insist on cleaning the same countertop at least 20 times before I'm happy? LOL. Wow, I just realized it's Friday night. Yep, I'm cool.
I'm going to say Chloe because I don't think Snooki ever picks up.
Cleaned, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she picks up after herself at all.
Yeah, she doesn't clean. We're all going Chloe.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
I am going to call in to holla at you, Trick.
I don't know because...
That really could be either.
Chloe's married to Lamar.
Wow. I'm going to call in to holla at you, Trick.
Mm-hmm. Trick. Snook. I'm going to go with Snooki.
I think Chloe.
I misread that. Okay. I am going to call in to holla at a Trick. Not at ya, but at a. I'm going to call in to holla at a Trick.
I don't even know.
That makes no sense either way.
I'm going to call in to holla at a Trick.
I'm going to say Snooki based on nothing just because I have to pick something, but I have no feel whatsoever on this one.
I'm going to say really me at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it does sound like you at Lollapalooza.
I got to go with Snooki, too.
Yeah, I'm going to say Chloe.
Chloe, well done, Lisa.
Was right.
All right, I think we got time for one more, Ralph.
Lisa and I are tied with three. Bean has one.
Okay.
All right. How can I still have one, even though I've gotten more right since the last time you said I had one?
Because true. We all got them right.
Oh, I see.
If we all got them okay. right, nothing
oh,
changes.
Oh, I see. So gotcha. You have points for being different than the others.
Yes.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Here we go. I wonder what would happen if I said what I really thought in my head.
Ooh.
Wow, that's tough.
This is a tough one. I wonder what would happen if I said what I really thought in my head.
Because, like, Snooki doesn't. Right, like she, or like maybe she ever holds
maybe
back.
She doesn't, no and she, way. And there's more things in that head than we're actually hearing. Can you believe the horrors of that?
I'm going with Chloe on that one.
All right,
I'm going to go with Snooki.
I'm going to go with Snooki. I'm going to go with Snooki also.
Come on, give me the win.
All right,
yes!
Yes! I believe Kevin is our big
Sweet!
Winner today.
What do I get?
You get one of these.
Hey, thanks a lot for playing. Chloe or Snooki? It's Chloe or Snooki. Both of them are so freaking fast. Yeah!
Rise Against, also Foster the People, Sublime, and Foo Fighters in the next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, plus LaQuisha talking about Jersey Shore right after the top of the hour. Now Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I want to give away my final pairs of passes to the event we're calling the Ultimate One Day Hollywood Experience. You've been hearing us talk about the movie One Day that opens today. Here's your chance to see it for free at a very special Kevin and Bean screening. Plus, we're going to add dinner for two and a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. So you get passes to see the movie, you get dinner, and you get to explore the Universal Studios tour, which is a great day in and of itself. One Day's in theaters today, and you can win this package right now if your caller number... let's make it first two callers at 1-800-520-1067. 1-800-520-1067. There's a number to call. Call now and win! It's my new catchphrase. Really.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Call now and win!
Nope.
No, it's probably not going to catch on. If you like movies, you'll be happy to know that Facebook is getting into the movie rental business.
So you can rent, you can stream a movie on Facebook?
Yes, for $3. You can have the option to watch the movie of your choice anytime between a 2-day period for 48 hours for $3. You can watch the movies, what they're calling their social theater app.
We need an update for when the movie comes out on DVD.
Yes, we do. And now Facebook gives you that update. Social Theater is the name of the app. And if you download it, you can get your movies from Facebook. The first one they're offering, The Big Lebowski.
Oh, classic.
That's the first one they're going to be offering. So you can check that out on Facebook if you're so inclined.
That's a toss-up.
It is between that and the other one.
Come on now.
Can I hear that one again?
That's a toss-up. We need an update for when the movie comes out on DVD.
The Mipkick.
And how can people tell us that strokes aren't funny? Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Jane's Addiction guitarist Dave Navarro is hosting a new reality show. It's going to be on Spike TV. It's an 8-episode series called Ink Master.
Ink Master.
I'm the Ink Master. Sounds like a low-budget B horror film. Dave will be the head of a panel of judges who are judging a tattoo competition. The artists will go head-to-head or arm-to-arm or back-to-back, whatever you, to create original tattoos, and then Dave and some other judges will give the best tattoo $100,000 and will be featured in Inked Magazine.
Wow, quite a prize.
So the show premieres on Spike TV in January of 2012, so you can check that out. But I think Dave is an appropriate judge. He certainly has enough tattoos.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
One tattoo show hits the airwaves, another one leaves. L.A. Inc. has been canceled by TLC.
I'm surprised by that.
This will be the final season. It's so tough, too, for Kat Von D, because she broke up with her boyfriend, Jesse James. They were engaged, be married, then that broke up, then her series got canceled. Oh, wait a minute, they're back together again. Kat Von D and Jesse James are engaged again. Back together. Engaged.
Well, that's
back
good,
together.
Good for her.
It is good for her. She has no TV show, but she's got a man. Look,
right.
A lot of women have neither. Right? Are you with me, girls? That's what I'm saying.
Lisa.
Oh, my.
Lisa's got boner.
I do.
She does have boner. That's true. That's her dog, for those of you who don't know.
Boner nipping at her heels. I thought this was interesting. Reuters released their list of the most trusted personalities in America. America's favorite personalities. They also released the list of least favorite personalities. I thought these were both interesting lists. Here are the top 10 most popular personalities, according to Reuters. Johnny Depp was 10th, then Will Smith. A tie between Morgan Freeman and Kate Middleton at number 8.
Kate Middleton.
How does she compare? No, I mean, no one knows anything about Kate Middleton. She could be a puppy killer for all we know.
That's stupid.
We've only seen her get married. That's all we know about her. And yet America loves her. I balk, sir. Harrison Ford is 6th. Tom Hanks is 5th. Clint Eastwood is 4th. Sandra Bullock, 3rd. Denzel Washington was 2nd. And the number one most popular personality, according to this Reuters poll.
J-Boog.
You called it, Kevin.
Is that it?
Nope. Betty White.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
86% of those polled said that she ranks amongst one of the most trusted and favorite personalities in America.
Dumb.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people like her.
Well, why wouldn't you trust Betty White?
Why would I? I mean, I don't know anything about her.
You can trust her.
Does she strike you as a liar?
She's not going to steal your man, ladies. You know that much.
That's true.
Least favorite personalities. This is a great list. LeBron James, 10th. Donald Trump was 9th. Mel Gibson. Then Kim Kardashian is 7th. Tiger Woods. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then a tie at number 3 between Britney Spears and Kanye West. Charlie Sheen. And Paris Hilton is the most unpopular personality in America.
I think you got
that
a world
sounds about right.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's why no one's watching her TV show. Did you know she had a TV show?
No.
Yeah, how about that?
Paris Hilton does?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
New reality show. I believe it's called The World According to Paris, or Welcome to My World, This is Paris, or Hey, Who's That Banging Me, Paris? I forget the name of it.
Who gives it? You got a raw deal?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Just keep playing that till we get it right.
Think you got a raw deal?
Yeah, I do.
Today's celebrity birthday is President Bill Clinton celebrates his 65th birthday.
Think you got a raw deal?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
I think we've established that piece of tape.
All right.
Peter Gallagher from OC is 56. Adam Arkin is 55. John Stamos celebrates his 48th birthday. Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Dillon are both 46 years old today. MTV reporter Tabitha Soren is 44. Matthew Perry turns 42 years old today. And Erica Christensen of Traffic and Parenthood, she is 29 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show, Bisbee.
Fridays on the Kevin and Bean Show mean we hook up with our friend LaQuisha, who watches Jersey Shore on Thursday night so that we don't have to. And it seems like you've not been really loving this season so far, LaQuisha.
My feeling is, why did MTV waste all the money and time taking these people to Italy when the same damn show would be happening if they were in a fallout shelter in the middle of Montana?
Doesn't matter.
So Europe is kind of a waste for this type of person.
New Jersey, Miami, Italy, it's the same goddamn show every year. Don't matter where they are.
Yeah.
Like, Snooki will always be dumb. Don't matter where you put her, she will be stupid. She's in Italy trying to find a restaurant, but she can't read a map.
I don't know how to read the map. I'm supposed to be wearing glasses, but I'm not doing that because I'll look really ugly.
Yeah, the glasses will make you look ugly, Snooki. That's right. Don't put those glasses on because then you'll lose all of your beauty.
I would suggest the opposite. You need to cover up as much as possible.
The only difference may be that this year the girls are banging Italian guys instead of New Jersey guys.
All right.
Like Dina, for example, she has her heart set on finding an Italian guy, and she may have found one in this waiter at the cafe where she is.
From the minute I left home, I said I want to find a cute Italian lean cuisine that speaks good English and understands me.
Ciao. You may be a good match for him.
He actually speaks well English.
Oh, no, she didn't say that.
He does speak well English.
Are you kidding me?
I do not believe this show.
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
Shut up, Dina.
I'm so glad it didn't come out of my mouth.
Now, the situation. He's having sex with this girl who's an American exchange student in Italy.
Okay.
Now, she says she has a twin sister who also wants to come along and join in on the fun. So all the guys are talking about is the fact that these twins may be joining in together with the situation. And Pauly D has come up with a very clever catchphrase for it.
When you got twins, it's cool. I mean, so you're winning, but you're twinning because you got two twin chicks.
Twinning.
How does he do it?
It's like what Charlie Sheen always said with winning, but it's twinning.
Right.
That's why they get hundreds of thousands of dollars per episode, these casts.
That is witty.
Now, Dina takes home her Italian waiter and starts to just cuddle with him in their room, so she says. So Pauly and Vinny can't go in that room because it's otherwise occupied. And so they make a little fun of her about that. Well, Dina is drunk and angry about it.
First of all, I'm not doing sex, so that real.
Well, stop wasting his time.
I'm just cuddling with this guy, so don't talk.
Cuddling with him in the social room.
I should never room.
Go! Get out of here!
What the is with him?
I'm waiting outside for you to go cuddle with the dude.
It's my room, too!
So go get your dude!
Okay, so don't talk.
Oh, yeah! Why am I fighting with the wall right now?
What is happening?
Surprisingly, the Italian guy wants to leave after overhearing that conversation. I don't know why he wouldn't want to stick around that house. That seems like a good time to be.
Yeah.
Well, the two twins show up, and the situation, well, he thinks this is his opportunity to make the stuff of legend.
A threesome is not an easy task to accomplish, but then again, the situation does the impossible, and I think I can get it done.
Situation.
Wait, I thought he just told Snooki he loved her.
He does. He loves her, but, you know, you got to have a threesome with twins if you get the opportunity.
I agree.
I see this guy struggle to take home one girl.
Right.
That does the impossible. Shut the hell up. That's the impossible. Try doing that.
LaQuisha, how is it possible there was a hanging on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills before there was one on Jersey Shore?
There should be some forced hangings on this show, I think. Let me forge a couple suicide notes for you. I got some people in my mind. Well, amidst all of this, believe it or not, Ronnie and Sammy get back together again in this episode.
What? Oh, my God.
Now we're in for it. Now we're in for more of Sammy and Ronnie getting drunk and fighting and jealousy and anger. Or maybe not.
With Sam, I feel like this time is going to be different. I definitely feel like we can move forward from the past.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be different.
Good.
Next week's episode, I've seen the coming attractions. He's throwing her crap out a window again.
Oh, man.
So we back. Now, while the situation's trying to hook up with these two twin girls at the dance club, Dina moves in, grabs one of the girls, starts making out with her. Everybody couldn't believe it.
Well, this is not a playful friend kiss friend thing or however girls do. This is a full-blown lesbianist experience right now.
She pulled a robbery. She pulled the robbery.
She did.
The robbery on the situation. And Dina, I don't know whether she's a lesbian or straight or what, but let's find out.
I wouldn't say I'm a lesbian, but I guess by curious. I don't think I'd ever date a girl because I really, really love penis.
Yeah.
But I have fun.
Yeah, she loves penis.
Well, okay.
Much too much. Now, here's the thing. Dina brings the one twin home. Situation's got the other twin in the other bed. The twin that Dina is with gets up out of the bed she's in with Dina, goes over to Vinny's bed, starts messing with him.
Okay.
Follow me?
So now he has the twins?
Right. No, he's got one twin.
Okay.
Situation got the other twin. Dina lost her twin. So Dina comes back in the room, goes back into bed, drags the twin out of Vinny's bed, pulls her back into her bed. They start going at it. My thought is, what a whore this girl is for being passed back and forth between the ugly Jersey Shore people.
Okay. Right.
So Dina's almost about to close the lesbian deal, and then she decides she can't.
So I'm hooking up with Erica, and I'm into it, having a blast. Then I get freaked out. This is not me. This is not what I do. I like penis. So I was like, whatever. Erica, go on. You can go into Vinny's bed now. So she wound up ending the night with Vinny.
Yeah, Erica really gonna watch this show and feel good about herself, no I think, kidding. When it's all said and done.
Wow,
everyone just... in her family, all her friends, really gonna know she's a woman of moral turpitude.
Anybody
I looked that word up, turpitude.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I know you don't.
Anybody that wants her gets her.
That's pretty much how that goes down. Huh. Now, meanwhile, Situation been telling everybody in the house that he done hooked up with Snooki while she was with this boyfriend she got now. And word gets out, starts spreading around the house, and Nicole's upset with Situation. Situation saying, I'm not lying, it's the truth. She did cheat on her boyfriend with me. Lots of drama, but Situation knows what will be the final answer.
It's called guilty conscience, so we're going to see what Snooki does.
Truth will come out. The truth will set you free, Snooki.
Yeah, she's got a guilty conscience.
Yeah?
You don't want that.
That can happen.
I'd like to give her guilty unconscious, right? With right cross, right across the jaw, one quick time. So it gets more, next week it's all craziness, and Situation finds out that Ronnie was the one who said something about him hooking up with Snooki, and I'm pretty sure that Ronnie punched Situation in the head so hard that he killed some of his family members.
Wow. This is the one where he gets knocked out?
This is the one. Next week. Don't miss it.
Can't wait.
All right.
Thanks, LaQuisha. Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins from listener Austin. I hate you guys. I just lost it in a very quiet office while listening to you play the tape of the host laughing at the guy with a high-pitched voice. Holy S, that was great. Thanks a lot. I'm the new guy. So that's not really what you want. That's not how you want to introduce yourself to your coworkers, is losing it in the office like that. Sorry about that, Austin.
Everybody's talking behind his back. That dude, he laughs to himself. He's scared.
It's pretty funny stuff, though. All right. Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph is here for one more look at the show biz beat. What's going on?
Congratulations to Josh Groban. He's just been cast as Andy Bernard's brother on The Office. Josh Groban. Really making a serious run at this acting thing.
Yeah.
He seems to be able to do anything.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Right.
He's currently seen in that film, and now he has signed on to be featured in the upcoming season of The Office, playing Ed Helms' character Andy Bernard, playing his brother.
I think we were on with Steve Carell talking about Crazy Stupid Love, and he told us that that was how Josh Groban began his show business career, was in acting, trying to be an actor, and showed up in movies and whatnot before he even developed that singing style.
There you go.
Crazy.
Now we can sing Wind Beneath My Wings or whatever on the set of The Office, whatever that BS song you sing.
Never say that you're my hero.
You know, I love the demands of the stars, the riders and the contracts, the thing they say they will not perform without, the fine print of their contracts.
He's the best.
The things the promoters have to sweat over in order to get these people to show up and just sing a couple songs on their stage. Well, there's a new list from Us Weekly magazine about celebrities and the things they demand. Some, I think, are completely reasonable. Some are Madonna. For example, Paul McCartney insists on having green plants in his dressing room. He likes just potted plants. He just likes to have some nature in his dressing room.
Easy enough.
I think that's pretty easy. You go down to the nursery, pick up a couple of potted plants, put it in the dressing room. Paul's happy. He's a freaking beetle. He could ask for anything he wanted. So I would like to have midgets dipped in gold, posing as statues, as fountains, spitting water out of their mouths when I show up.
And they would do it to
get him. He just wants a little greenery just so he feels not quite so sterile an atmosphere when he goes into the dressing room. Good for you, Sir Paul. Jennifer Aniston. On her sets, she refuses to have any stinky cheese whatsoever on the craft service table. No blue cheese, no goat cheese, no smelly cheese of any shape or form. I just don't think she likes the smell of cheese.
Right. Okay.
Beyonce, in a concert recently, had a pizza delivered to her in one of her concerts in a Bentley.
Wait a minute.
The pizza had to be picked up by a Bentley and brought to her backstage at a concert.
It's not okay that they just deliver it backstage.
It had to come in a Bentley. It tastes better in a Bentley.
That's weird.
That's their new slogan, by the way. If you go by the Bentley dealership, you see that in their posters.
It tastes better?
It tastes better in a Bentley.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Hmm.
And lastly, Madonna insists on having a brand new toilet seat installed at every concert venue she performs.
Really?
Before she arrives, they have to take out the old toilet seat and put on fresh toilet seats.
She must wreck it.
She needs a brand new one because it's not going to be brand new when she leaves. That's what she's telling you. It's
going to take some abuse.
Disintegrates. There's some cracking and tearing of which you cannot even fathom by the time she leaves.
It starts a little bit weak. No way is it holding up.
Can you imagine? You must replace all the toilet seats.
That sounds like a germaphobe to me.
I guess, but couldn't they just sanitize it for her protection?
Right.
I don't know.
That's awesome. New toilet seats.
Little paper cover. Seems like it would do the trick.
No. New toilet seats. That's what you need. You know, September will mark the 20th anniversary of the band Nirvana's Nevermind album. 20 years.
That's crazy.
Since that album's been released. And to celebrate, the surviving members of Nirvana are going to get together and put on a tribute concert.
Really?
Pretty exciting. Chris Novoselic. He's put on a tribute concert, and apparently he's going to be helped out by local bands in Seattle like the Fastbacks and the Long Winters. And, never mind. It says here Dave Grohl will not be there.
I was just going to ask.
So half of the surviving members.
Half of the surviving members are putting on a tribute concert to the band Nevermind. So Chris Novoselic pretty much is putting on a concert. Uh-huh. Very exciting. It said the surviving members of Nirvana putting on a concert. I guess he meant Chris Novoselic in this particular story.
Yeah, because when you said that, I thought, everything I know about Dave tells me he would not want to do that.
Yeah, Dave's got a gig in Cleveland that night with Foo Fighters. He said that's why he won't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick, get me on the phone. Book me in Cleveland. That's what he said upon hearing the news. So you could just ignore that story completely.
It is so odd, and I know that, you know, he's moved on and Foo Fighters is his life, but he was in Nirvana, one of the greatest rock bands of all time, and you'd be hard-pressed to get him to even talk about it.
He did not have a good time, dude.
Buries it.
Yeah, he didn't have a good time.
Right. He has very much moved on.
What's the documentary that's on, LB? Back and forth, then and now?
Here
something
and there,
like that, yeah.
Before and after?
Near
something
and far?
Like that, yeah.
I forget what
old
it is.
And young.
But check it out, because he does talk about being in Nirvana.
Big and tall.
I don't think it's big and tall.
No, it's not that one. And it is this weekend. Kim Kardashian weds Chris Humphries.
Oh, he's still got time. Get out!
In what friends are calling the biggest mistake of his life.
Don't do it!
$20 million is what the wedding is costing.
I don't see how that's possible.
$20 million.
How do you spend that much money?
All of the food is being delivered by Bentley.
So?
That's what I understand. All new toilet seats are being replaced.
Sure. And,
yeah. Here's the thing. They over-invited, according to the New York Post, miscounted how many guests they can properly entertain at the reception. So 50 people have to be cut this week from the guest list.
This is like a training camp in the NFL.
That's right. See if you made the cut or not. Demi Lovato, Justin Bieber, Venus, and Serena Williams all made the cut.
Meaning they get to stay? They get to
attend.
All right.
Apparently, Bruce Jenner's family, not so much. They did not make the cut,
they're
according
the ones
to the New York Post.
But that's her stepdad.
He's the stepdad. He's the father of the bride.
Yes, he is.
What?
Not welcome.
Not famous enough, I guess, the family.
Not famous enough, no. The lesser Jenners are not welcome. They have to make room for Demi Lovato.
Look.
Who has been there since the beginning. She was the babysitter for all the Kardashians as they were growing up. There's a lot of sentiment there.
No, they met on the Teen Choice Awards, it turns out.
That's right. That's where they met.
If you've ever watched that show, you know what a little part of that family Bruce Jenner is.
That poor bastard.
He really is just an appendage.
He has no say-so. They just bat him around like a cat plays with a mouse.
It's a horrible way to treat an American sports hero.
He looks so sad all the time on that show.
How could he not be?
Here's the thing.
Hey, you know how you're coming to the wedding? Yeah, you're not.
Well, he's coming, but I guess his extended family, they are not welcome.
Cut him.
Yeah. And apparently they've just slapped down a strict no plus one policy as well. So if you get invited to the wedding, you have to come alone. It's like our Christmas party here at the radio station. I don't wish good things for them.
But we need to start a pool for how long this is going to last.
because he's an NBA player, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to be on the road most of the time.
Yeah. I'm hoping he's banging something else. I hope he gets some pleasure out of his life in the next few years, because it won't be coming from that.
Dealing in that family.
Oh, my Lord.
Have you guys ever heard of a no-plus-one policy at a wedding?
No, sir, I have not.
Never heard of it.
Tragic.
I wish that were the case in many, many instances where my wife got invited to a wedding.
You could just go and you could stay home and watch the game.
I'm all right with not being your plus one.
Yeah, I like weddings. I enjoy weddings. Yeah. I look forward to them.
You're a liar.
I'm not.
You're lying because you know women like to hear that.
What possible reason could I have to say that? I'm happily married. I'm not looking to impress any other women. I actually enjoy wedding receptions. I don't care for the ceremonies that much, but I enjoy the receptions.
Oh, receptions. All right. Well, yeah,
there's excellent booze usually.
Sure.
You got good food. There's music and dancing. I get to look smart in my suit. It's a very entertaining afternoon, usually. I look forward to the weddings.
It's smart in your suit.
Is it because you like to dance, Ralph? Is that what it is?
I do like to dance. I do like to dance.
You know what Ralph's about? He's about cutting a rug, that Ralph.
I do like to dance.
He's a dancer.
I do. I like to dance. I like to eat. I like to drink. I like all of the things that happen at weddings. What's not to like? What's not to like?
Wearing a suit. Yeah.
Why is that the worst thing in the world to you two?
Why
does a suit make you just cringe? It's just clothing.
It's confining.
It isn't. You know,
it is.
If
it's
you
confining.
Buy a suit that fits, it is just as good as any other piece of clothing.
That isn't good for you.
Just because you can only exist in jorts and a t-shirt doesn't mean...
Wait, what's a jort?
Jean shorts.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that there aren't other styles of clothing that are equally comfortable and fine.
Have you seen Bean and I dressed up?
Well, you wear ill-fitting suits. That's the problem.
Can't pull it off.
Get a good suit.
Can't do it.
Even with a good suit, though, you're still wearing long pants, which is a drag, and you still got a collared shirt that's tight around your neck, which is a drag.
Once again, none of those things properly fitting button-up shirt won't be tight around your neck.
It's never going to be as comfortable as a t-shirt, ever.
Well, of course, but...
Stop buying.
That's all we're talking about. We're talking
about shirts or whatever it is you wear.
We're talking about comfort here.
Suits you buy. Oh, man.
I'm glad I'm not going to this wedding. I'll tell you that.
I hope your button bursts open and you just bleed out.
Oh.
How you doing, by the way, Stitches? How you holding up? You all right?
It hurts. I'll tell you that. It hurts.
Not enough.
He told us this morning he's really dizzy.
I'm very dizzy.
Is that a good
Look, if something can go wrong with Get Your Belly Button Operated On, Bean will get it.
Well, I've been skipping the pain medicine to work this week. Like, I should be on constant Percocet right now, but right. I don't take it in the morning because I want to, you know, be able to do the show.
And
so I'll take it when we're
and
done.
I don't need it, and I'm taking it.
That's right. Kevin's balancing you out. So
the difference between you and I.
We're all good here. Tomorrow night, come see me do Hollywood Babylon with the delicious and funny Katherine Reitman. She will be my guest host at the John Lovitz Theater tomorrow night. BabylonRalph.com for tickets and details. As we look at celebrity birthdays, former President Bill Clinton is 65 years old today. Peter Gallagher, celebrity. You think Clinton just sits back and just laughs? Just like, they didn't know how good they had it.
Looking at the American people and the condition of the market and all that.
Go ahead. Yeah. Vote for Bush. Vote for the black guy. I win. Woo! Yeah. Peter Gallagher is 56 years old today. John Stamos celebrates his 48th birthday. Kira Sedgwick, star of The Closer, is 46. I think that's in his last season, too. That's been on for a long time, that show. Kevin Dillon, who is leaving Entourage. Of course, Entourage is leaving him, basically. But he's got a brand new show already on CBS.
Wow.
It's called How to Be a Gentleman, new sitcom he's starring in. 46 years old. Tabitha Sorens, 44 years old. Matthew Perry is 42 years old. Fat Joe is 41.
Fat!
Little Romeo... Formerly Little Romeo, now he's just Romeo. He's 22 years old. And Erica Christensen from Traffic and Parenthood, she's 29 years old. I'm Ralph.